I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We've got John Blau of the Post and Courier coming up here in about 40 minutes. We'll talk some Clemson football with him as we inch ever closer to week number one of the college football season of 2025. Welcome back. It is the Rob Brown Show here on The Fan Upstate. Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, and you. Talking a little college football, talking a little NFL football, probably going to get some baseball in here later because for the first time in a long time, the Braves were fun this weekend. I didn't intend to watch any baseball, but had a couple of extra TVs around the crib, threw them up on the little one, and then I kept looking up and seeing that the Braves were putting together 9, 10, 11 hit games. We're scoring 5, 6, 7 runs. It was like, oh man, I gotta pay attention to this. And I did. Good, taking 4 of 5 against Miami. Put them back under 500. That felt nice. You know, it's schadenfreude at this point. My team stinks, so I'm going to make sure that I make sure everybody else's team stinks too. Texter on the Hub City Spartanburger text line. 844-326-3663 says, any NASCAR talk yet? We're going to get there. Texter Shane Van Gisbergen gets his fourth win on the season. Of course, he has wanted all four road/street takes, street tracks so far this year. Now, not locked into, but a pretty good bet to be the number two seed going into the NASCAR playoffs. The problem you have with this cat is, not going to say he's a ringer, but his average position of finish on oval tracks is 27th, and the first three tracks on the playoff circuit, starting at Darlington in a couple of weeks, are all ovals. So this is, you know, this is going to be real interesting. Can a guy who has made all the money running street and race, street and road courses, can he be the guy? Can he be the guy in the playoffs that figures it out? We're going to talk about that a little bit later on. Texter, he says, I've got a NASCAR and SVG take I could possibly call in to share. We're going to talk about that coming up in a little while from now, Texter. So hang on to that or send it on the text line and we'll get to it. Texter said, oh no, we have to listen to Rob say courier over and over again. How do you, courier.
There it is.
Post and courier.
There we go.
The word is pronounced courier.
No, it's not.
It is. There's a U in it.
It's courier.
There's a U in it.
Yeah, it's courier. Just think of Steph when you say the word.
John Blau from That Newspaper is going to join us coming up in about 37 minutes.
Why don't you ask John how he says the name of the paper?
Because I don't want to.
Okay.
Because I don't want to. That's why. Because I don't want to. That's why. All right. We have talked at length about what this Clemson football team is going to look like this year. And I've already made it a point a couple of weeks ago to kind of give my thoughts on some of the individual games. But I think now, even though it is a short week for the great one and I, as we are off on Thursday and Friday, I think these next 3 days are as good a time as any to get into a tradition unlike any other. No, it is not Masters Week. It's time for us to ask you, what are your realistic ceiling and floor expectations for your football team? And South Carolina fans, we're going to do the same for you. Now, we'll start today by really kind of deep diving Clemson, because we do have John Blau of the Post and Courier coming up later on in this hour.
It's in your head now.
No, I mean, it's always going to be Courier, just like it's tournament, not tournament. It's a tour. Your favorite band doesn't go on tour. All right? They get out there, they play a bunch of shows. It's called a tour, not a tour.
As someone who spent the first half of my life in the North, it's still tournament, okay?
Okay.
It's still Courier.
That's fine. I cannot wait. I cannot wait until your favorite band comes here to play on Greenville on their latest tour. It's going to be awesome.
Listen, I'm guessing this is golf course talk. I mean, because I don't know the accent, so maybe it's haughty pronunciation.
When a band plays multiple shows in multiple cities, what is it called?
It's not working.
What's it called?
I
just say the word.
I didn't make fun of it. The texter did. I was just agreeing with them.
I can't wait till Creed goes on tour again.
We are all individuals. Some of us say things differently than others. It doesn't mean that it's weird. It does mean it's weird. But you just got to get used to it. There are some words that you're going to say differently. And you're the only one I know who says the words that way. But, you know, I have a small circle. So, I mean.
So, ladies and gentlemen, of the Clemson Tiger perspective, ladies and gentlemen of the South Carolina Gamecock perspective, let us begin our annual tradition. And our annual tradition is answering the question, what do you expect as a realistic ceiling and a realistic floor for your 2025 college football program of choice? Clemson, I feel like the ceiling isn't one that we have to spend a ton of time on. It feels to me as if the ceiling for Clemson is 12-0 regular season, win the ACC title, go into the playoffs at 13-0. And I think that's realistic. I have said it a few times. You are bookended by the two biggest games. You've got LSU out of the gate. You've got South Carolina at the finish line.
All right. I know I'm interrupting football for something, but I think this is a big deal. The UFC is now moving to Paramount and CBS, according to Dana White. This historic deal with Paramount and CBS is incredible for UFC fans and our athletes.
I will have to evaluate. I got to think about that a little bit. So they're leaving ESPN?
They're leaving ESPN.
That's really interesting. With ESPN's direct-to-consumer streaming, the reason why, and we talked a little bit about this last week when it was announced that ESPN was giving a 10% equity share to ESPN taking a 10% equity share from ESPN in return for all the NFL's media outlets, effectively. The assumption there for me was that this was a move to get more sports. This was a move sports.
I should have read further on. For the first time ever, fans in the U.S. will have access to all UFC content without a pay-per-view model, making it more affordable and accessible to view the greatest fights on a massive platform. That makes it sound like it's the PLE format, but I don't know.
I don't know. I got to see what the model is. An assumption off the top of my head with exactly and precisely zero reason to make this assumption would be, if you have Paramount Plus, you're going to pay for an add-on with UFC, but that add-on just gives you everything, including the big cards. But maybe not. I don't know. Spike Texas Show said, but is UFC going on tour? Which is a great text, Spike. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. All right.
I'm sorry. You can get back to Clemson now. I mean, it wouldn't have mattered what you – it was breaking news.
Happens. No, I think it's
breaking news.
No,
that's a big deal. And also, it's kind of weird. ESPN go – and so did ESPN get the other things because they knew they were going to lose UFC?
You ready for my theory that is going to tiptoe up to the line of politics? I have a theory. I'm willing to share it. Why not? I got a three-day week. Why not get some heat right out of the gate? Here's my theory. Paramount, who owns CBS, have been involved in a conversation that has been somewhat involved in the world of politics. Obviously, they canceled Stephen Colbert, although he has, what, I think like 9.5 more months before the final show.
Canceled because of ratings. Everything else was like overblown, but he got canceled because of ratings.
I mean, that is the argument for those who want you to believe that. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm saying that there's that. The other argument is Stephen Colbert got canceled because Stephen Colbert is very critical of the current administration and weren't a big fan, which is why, allegedly, Paramount is also now putting into CBS a ombudsman in the name of Fair and Balanced. And there's a lot of pushback against this because Paramount also just went through a big merger that had to be signed off on by the FCC and to be approved to happen. And there are those that subscribe to the theory that this was all done to appease the administration who oversees the FCC to have the FCC approve a multi-billion dollar merger, blah, blah, blah. It's a whole thing. It's a whole thing. But regardless of what is right and what is wrong, I'm coming back to that. Regardless of what is right and what is wrong in this case, a lot of people are canceling their subscription to Paramount right now. That is empirical. They have seen a decrease in subscriptions and an increase in cancellations.
So it has nothing to do with the fact that they don't really have anything on Paramount.
They do have a lot on Paramount.
Like what?
The new South Park, if nothing
okay,
else.
Okay. All right. To me, it had nothing that made me want to get
correct,
a subscription.
Correct, Lonzo,
to that.
But you are you.
Right.
You are not everybody.
But now.
Right?
But now, with the UFC on there, I might do that.
Right. So that's where I'm going, which is that there is a...
By the way, my choices have nothing to do with politics. It just has to do with there is nothing on Paramount.
But this isn't about you.
In the context of what you were talking about, it makes it sound like, because I may be on one side, that I'm fitting into what you're talking about, and I'm moving over there strictly because of the politics.
No, you are moving over for the UFC. But the point that I'm making is that for a lot of people that subscribe to the belief that the moves made by CBS and by Paramount, their owner company, their parent company, have been politically driven, they are walking away.
It's the first time I've ever heard that. So
okay, well,
when you say a lot of people, you're the only one I've ever heard say that. So, but again, that doesn't mean other people aren't.
So the people that have a demographic, a left-leaning demographic, that believes the moves being made by CBS slash their parent company Paramount are tantamount to appeasing an administration that they needed to sign off on an FCC-approved merger for Paramount, if they are losing subscriptions due to that, then the opposite side of the coin is the UFC is more viewed. And this isn't a conspiracy. This is just a theory. The opposite side is the UFC demographically is larger within a right-leaning fan base. This is why Donald Trump shows up at UFC events with great regularity. And
or
so
maybe he likes the fights.
Maybe so.
I mean, it could be.
Maybe so. But the belief is Donald Trump showing up on the UFC cards quite a bit because the demographics are in his favor. That's just the political truth, right? So the belief then might be Paramount may be willing to overpay UFC to bring them over because if they are losing subscribers from the left side of the country, they can pick those up from the right side of the country who are much more inclined to be UFC fans. It is still a wildly popular and profitable enterprise, UFC is for sure. But there is also the theory, the background theory of they've lost a lot of subscribers on the right. How can we make that up? Let's go get a sport that is very popular with viewers on the right, much more popular, like football is spread across the demographics of politics. That everybody likes football. Baseball, spread across the demographic of politics. Everybody likes baseball. UFC has a heavily right-leaning demographic. That's that's just empirical. So if you pick up UFC, you may be willing to overpay to pick up what you lost out on from folks on the left who have unsubscribed from Paramount Plus. Again, it's just a theory. I don't have anything to back that up other than the demographic nature of what's happening. I'm not proving that, I can't prove that this is why they did it, but I would be interested to see what the numbers are that they are paying. If they put it this way, if they paid as much to the UFC to gain their rights as ESPN paid to the NFL to gain their rights, then I would feel a lot more confident about that theory. If they gave them 20% of what ESPN gave the NFL to pick up their rights, then I make that maybe this is just a sports move. I don't know. But to me, it is an interesting conversation and a place where that Venn diagram of sports and politics absolutely overlap just a little bit. All right.
Wow. I may not have broke the news if I knew we were going to get all that.
I find it interesting. Like, that's not, I don't know why that would be something we wouldn't want to talk about.
I'm more excited to hear about Clemson.
I don't know. I mean, different strokes, different folks. All of the factors that have gone into the moves made by ESPN to acquire the NFL Network, by NFL to acquire 10% equity stake in ESPN, all of the teams jumping over, the decision-making process, we talked about this quite a bit last week, the statement from Rob Manfred a couple of weeks ago where he said even he feels like baseball's too spread out, and one of his next stack of goals is to centralize baseball a little more, get it to where you don't have to, you know, you don't have games scattered across 97 different networks. All of that is wildly interesting to
me. By the way, according to CNBC, I wanted to point that out. I don't know why. Paramount buys UFC rights for $7.7 billion. 7-year deal.
God.
So that's like a little over $1 billion a year.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
The agreement is for 43 annual UFC live events, which will be exclusively streamed in the U.S. on Paramount Plus. The new Paramount deal will eliminate the pay-per-view model used by ESPN and its current deal with UFC, making all events available for no extra charge on Paramount Plus. Got to go get Paramount Plus now. So it is the PLE model. And I think with Netflix also going to sports and not charging extra for their sports too, I think it's the way to go.
I do too. But over, you said $7.7 billion
yeah,
over 7 years?
It doesn't start till 2026, though.
So. You're looking at effectively $1.1 billion a year for the UFC. And it doesn't go till 2026 because that's how long the contract signed between UFC and ESPN is. But I don't know, man. I think that there is some level of possibility, likelihood that there is at least the factor of politics and demographics involved in here. But at the same time, the UFC is a wildly popular sport. It's not the NFL. It's not college football. But I would argue that the UFC is closer to baseball than baseball would like.
Okay, here's another quote. The pay-per-view model is a thing of the past, according to Mark Shapiro, TKO Group's president and chief operating officer. What's on pay-per-view anymore? Boxing, movies, on DirecTV. It's an outdated, antiquated model, so it was paramount for us, forgive the pun, where it's one-stop shopping, especially for our younger fans in flyover states when they find out, wait, it's just sign up for Paramount for $12.99 and I'm going to automatically get UFC. Yeah. I mean, that's why I have Peacock, because WWE went to that model. It didn't have to pay for pay-per-views anymore. And I think this is this the end of pay-per-views, period? I don't know, but that's got to put a dent in it.
I would say, honestly, I'll forecast the answer is yes. And I will forecast the answer is yes just based on the conversations we've had the last few weeks of what was the – when the ESPN-NFL merger happened last week – one of the One of the questions that got asked more than anything else, I think, was, is this going to demand that I pay my $30 and then pay more for NFL content and then potentially pay even more for games, especially at a point now where, again, the math's been done. If you want to watch every NFL game, you've got to have Netflix, you've got to have Amazon Prime, you've got to have Hulu, you've got to have YouTube TV or ESPN, you got to have the $30 a month for the ESPN, whatever it's going to be called. Like, you were talking about hundreds of dollars per week, per month, per year in order to watch every NFL game, and some people would equate that to having to pay extra for pay-per-view, right? Like, I pay for ESPN Plus. Will I move over to the $30 model? I don't know. I got to see what it takes shape to look like in its final form. Maybe. I'll tell you a great way to get me out of it and drive me to definitely not pirating. I would never, the audacity.
Never.
But would be saying $30 a month and then $6 per college football game that you want to watch on top of that. Not, I'm out, dude. I'll find somewhere else to watch it. So I don't know. I do think it is interesting. I think there's a lot of factors at play, and I do think there are probably variables outside of just sports that are in play with this deal. $1.1 billion a year is a huge number.
Also in the article, it said ESPN was only paying $500 million.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, are you telling me you think ESPN paying $500 million, jumping to $1.1 billion is just like a, hey, just sports? There's more to it.
No, there was a bidding war. Several people in several places in negotiation for it. And I'm guessing it's one, well, we'll pay this. Well, they said they'll pay this. Good on UFC for what they're doing.
110% increase.
By the way, it doesn't matter, but I think it has nothing to do with politics.
And I disagree entirely. I think I'm not going to say largely politically driven, but it is somewhat politically driven. So let's take a break. We'll come back. We may come back to that later on in the show. But when we come back, now we ask the question, roof, ceiling. What are your realistic expectations for Clemson, for South Carolina? We'll give you our thoughts. John Blau with the Post and Courier coming up in about 20 minutes. That's all on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, ceiling and floor, realistic expectations for your football team. We will ask this question all three of the next 3 days. Lonzo and I are out on Thursday and Friday, the final vacation for I before football season kicks off and likely final vacation until the regular season of college football comes to its conclusion. So we're out on Thursday and Friday, but we will ask the question today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. South Carolina fans, Clemson fans, what is your honest ceiling and floor expectation for your football teams? We will start with Clemson because we do have John Blau with the Post and Courier coming up in the next segment of the show. We'll talk to him and get his answer to these two questions, or I guess this one question divided into two parts. Realistic ceiling and floor expectations. Let's start with Clemson, and let's start with the ceiling. Undefeated national champions. That's the ceiling this year. That is a I think, realistic possible outcome for this football team.
With that team? I don't know. Did you say with that team when you said 16? Dabo, I just don't
Yeah, want, with yeah, that team.
We don't want, we don't want.
For the record.
We don't want.
And we talked about the conversation around Dabo Swinney on Friday about getting upset about the article or the quote being out of context, whatever. I've said this before and I'll say it again. I got zero problem at all, none, not a nine. If Dabo was to say, yeah, I think we're going 16-0 and undefeated national champion. That's what I want the attitude to be.
He should absolutely say that. By the way, for me, the ceiling is the same. Undefeated national championship. The floor is they should win the ACC. They are the ACC. I've said it for years. I'm still going to say it. Even when they don't win the ACC, they still were the ACC that year.
The ACC this year, I think, is more dangerous than it has been in years gone by.
Dangerous for who?
Everyone in it.
Okay, just Clemson, just within
Florida State,
the ACC.
Miami. No, not necessarily. I think it could be, depending on how many teams the ACC gets slash sneaks into the playoffs. I think there are some better than anticipated football teams in this conference this year. I have mentioned them already. I think we are about to see, and I could be wrong, but we'll find out. I think we're about to see perhaps the best Georgia Tech football team that's ever existed. I think this Georgia Tech football team is as good as it's ever been and getting better under Brett Key. Louisville, I think, has the potential to be a very dangerous football team this year. I think Louisville behind Miller Moss, if he is the dude. Remember, Miller Moss is a guy that Jeff Brohm saw in a bowl game a couple of years ago, and he hung like four touchdowns and 300-something yards on Jeff Brohm's offense. That's why Jeff Brohm saw this guy in the portal and said, that's my dude, and went and got him. And I think Jeff Brohm is unafraid to let Miller Moss go throw 70 times a game if the passing offense is clicking. Will the passing offense click? I don't know. We're going to find out. But they've got the weapons. It is going to be about, can that offensive line, in the face of defensive lines and linebackers like Clemson's, in the face of defensive lines and linebackers like Miami's, like Florida State's, etc., will they be able to give Miller Moss time to throw the football? If the answer is yes, Louisville is a very dangerous team. I don't think they're going to be dangerous. Lonzo does. What is North Carolina this year? They've got themselves a decent set of weapons. There's no Amarion Hampton. There's no Drake May. There's no Tez. There's no studs. But there's a lot of consistency. And on top of that, there's the hoodie. There's the hoodie's kid. There's a good coaching staff that Bill's put into play. And that does not include the number of former Bill Belichick NFLers that have pulled up to give, mentoring tutelage to some of these players. North Carolina's a wild card to me. Rhett Lashley and SMU, a team that challenged Clemson until the very last play of the ACC title game last year. A team that was in the playoffs. Yeah, they got the doors broke off of them, but SMU got in last year. I think a lot of people are sleeping on the Duke Blue Devils. I have a big question about Duke. Duke won nine games last year. I think it is fair to ask the question. I posed this question over the weekend. I pose it again. Did Duke win nine games last year because Manny Diaz got humbled at Miami and learned the lessons? Or did Duke Lee win nine games last year because new Texas A&M Aggies coach Mike Elko left the Blue Devils in a great spot before he took off? I don't know. What I do know is the Blue Devils have a multi-million dollar NIL quarterback. What I do know is, athletically speaking, Duke's got more football players on this roster than they may have ever had in years gone by. I am not arguing Duke's going to the playoffs. I'm arguing they're a dangerous football team. Right now, here's a number that kind of floats out what this feels like to me this year. Florida State, 2-10 last year. 13-0 the year before that, left out of the playoffs, 2-10 last year. And throughout the course of the offseason, the question obviously has been, can Florida State have a bounce back year? Can Florida State get back, maybe not into ACC contention, but like back into bowl eligibility? Can they get to 8? With that conversation being the conversation around Florida State, I would have assumed that the Las Vegas over-under win total for Florida State would have been 6.5. Can they get a game above bowl eligibility? You know what the over-under number I've seen for Florida State is? 8.5. Vegas is looking at what's happened this offseason and gone, that's a 9-win football team. Either an 8 or a 9-win team. And so the number's 8.5. With I think a slight juice to the under, so they're a little bit more of a believer that they're 8-4 than 9-3. But the point is, they think there's a bounce back for Florida State that could be dangerous. Like, I think this conference is a little bit more dangerous than it's been made out to be for Clemson. Still, 13-0 ACC champs is the roof expectation. What's the floor? The floor would include a loss to LSU. The floor would include a loss to South Carolina. The floor could include a loss to Georgia Tech in Atlanta. Years ago, that would have been like, I'd have been run off the radio for saying something like that. That Georgia Tech team took Georgia to 8 overtimes last year before they lost. You don't think that could happen to you? The floor could include a loss to SMU in the regular season. If that's the floor, there's 8-4. And we didn't talk about Duke, Florida State, Louisville, North Carolina. Like, the absolute worst that could happen, Clemson's 8-4. Because they get sniped as everybody's Super Bowl and they're just not ready. Do I think that's likely to happen? No. I think much more likely would be like 11-1. Maybe 10-2 with LSU and South Carolina both getting you on the beginning and the end. I don't know. So here's what we'll do. When we come back, John Blau with the Post and Courier is going to join us. We'll ask him, realistic ceiling, 13-0, ultimately won the title. What's his floor? What's the worst that can happen? We'll find out from John next on The Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut.
Be an artist.
Be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, and now joining us on the radio program, as he does every Monday at 8:40 a.m. to talk a little Clemson athletics. He covers the Clemson Tiger Athletic Department for the Post and Courier. John Blau joins us here on the show. John, my guy, welcome back, big fella. How we doing?
I'm good. How are you, Rob?
I'm exceptional. Thank you very much. As we are inside of 3 weeks away from college football, let's start with the 36,000-foot view as we normally do. John Blau, we've seen some practices. We've seen more eyes on the product as we inch ever closer. Just overall vibe on the football program for you. And I'm going to ask you here in a second, ceiling and floor, realistic expectation for both. As we kind of start to get a better feel for what the season's going to look like, where are we today on August 11th?
Yeah, I mean, the vibes are still pretty good for Clemson. I mean, for most programs across the country, they all think they're going to win a national championship before the first game is played. But we obviously got to talk to Dabo after the first scrimmage. He said, you know, it was pretty even between the offense and the defense, you know, exchanging blows. You know, he was happy with the offense one moment and he was mad at them. Then same thing with the defense. And usually that means that both sides are just competitive. And obviously, with the offense, you have pretty high expectations because everybody they return and the experience they have there. But the defense obviously struggled a whole lot last year. And I think there's a feeling that Tom Allen's got the tackling in a better spot, the aggressiveness, the play and react rather than kind of thinking too much. So there's a lot of positivity there. I think obviously everybody's wondering if they're going to live up this hype once they play a team like LSU and Death Valley, but we'll find out in 2 or 3 weeks.
John Blau joining us here on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate. So, John, with that being said, with the comments we have heard from Dabo Swinney, with the eyeballs we've had on the product so far, I will ask you the same question that we are asking our listenership today, with the assumption that the ceiling is undefeated national champions, and that seems to be the pretty popular answer so far. What is your floor? What do you think is realistically the bottom that this Clemson football program could reach, and what would cause them to fall to it?
Yeah, I mean, I think the floor is probably somewhere like 9-3, like last year. If you, again, you trip up against LSU, maybe a team on the road like Georgia Tech or Louisville. Obviously, South Carolina has shown that they're in a better place as a program, so that's not a guaranteed win there either. And, you know, if it's going to be that way, obviously, again, you return a lot of players doesn't necessarily mean you're better. So if you're still not quite, able to dominate the line of scrimmage, if this is a Clemson team that is still somehow, despite all the talent they have up front, giving up 300 yards to a team like the Citadel. I mean, we haven't seen it yet in terms of that defense taking its play up to another level. And we haven't seen yet, obviously, who's going to be the running back and what that's going to look like. I mean, we've got heard a lot of really positive things about Adam Randall and his transition there, but it still does, until you've seen it, sound a little risky to take a receiver and put him at running back and see how that goes. Obviously, you got a couple of young guys and Gideon Davidson and David Ezeomume who maybe can rise to the occasion. We haven't seen that yet. And so there are, you know, slight cracks that we haven't seen filled yet. And so I would say 9-3, and obviously the ceiling is much higher than that.
Talk to me real quick, if you don't mind, about Adam Randall. Obviously, he's kind of been discussed quite a bit as likely RB1. The narrative, former wide receiver, has kind of been the big discussion about him. Still waiting to see what Gideon Davidson's going to shape into at the RB2. Does he ultimately take that job? We'll find out. But from what we've seen, from what we've heard, from what we know, and from what the XP has been about Adam Randall, What is the ceiling and floor for him as RB1?
Yeah, I mean, if he's as natural as Dabo Sweeney makes him sound, then he's a guy, maybe he's a 1,000-yard rusher. I mean, I don't know if that's actually the case, but you know, I even asked Dabo last week, because I'm just wondering, you know, this is a big, strong guy. I mean, he's 6'2", 237 pounds right now, but he's always been an oversized receiver. This isn't a guy who plays, you know, between the tackles very much. How does Dabo feel about him in short yardage situations? And he was very confident in his reply to me, saying, "I trust Adam Randall in every situation. This is a complete player." And again, I don't know what I believe until I see it, because I haven't seen it yet. But if he's a guy who can run between the tackles, you can, you know, push forward for 2 or 3 yards when the gap isn't quite there, then that's obviously a very useful player. Obviously, he's going to give you really great matchups against linebackers in passing situations, because they're not used to going against a running back like this who has that type of savvy as a route runner. And then we saw the speed against Texas, you know, that 41-yard burst he had, obviously the kick return against SMU. So, you know, Dabo Sweeney says unquestioned leader, a tone setter, a guy who's really been, you know, having a really good, obviously, spring and now fall camp. But again, we got to see it, because we just haven't really on a consistent basis with him yet. Only 4 carries for 41 yards to Texas in his entire career. So still a lot of intrigue there.
As far as the importance of whether it's Adam Randall or Gideon or whoever's going to end up being the guy, how important do you think a reliable run game is for Cade Klubnik? I know when you have a talent like Cade Klubnik, who is being talked about as a potential Heisman before the season starts, some people start to get into a comfort zone, a belief that, well, that guy, just we're going to lean on that guy. Cade's just going to spin it for 350 and 4 touchdowns every game. But a lot of these guys at quarterback, especially if they are going to be a more passer than runner, although we know Cade can boogie a little bit, the run game becomes increasingly important. One of the things I've told Carolina fans is, if Lenoris doesn't live up to his potential, a large part of that may be because there's not a great run game for the Gamecocks, and so defenses can kind of tee off a little bit. How important to Cade Klubnik will it be for Clemson to get a run game going and staying consistent?
Yeah, I mean, for the layman to explain, obviously the numbers in the box are always important as far as the run. And you know, Garrett Riley, he calls this scheme the dirt raid, and he likes to establish the run because he wants to get defenses in stressful situations where you have to bring numbers into the box, that you can't just sit back and try to, you know, put your safeties out of the box, or have, like you said, teeing off your edge rushers blitz and have no gap discipline and just bring everybody at the quarterback. You don't want to give the defense an easier kind of problem to solve in terms of what they're trying to head off. And so that's important. I mean, I think Clemson, even if they have just an okay run game, has a good offense. But I think if you have a good to great run game, you have an amazing offense. I mean, in terms of the different dimensions you have, in terms of that receiver core with, you know, Williams and Wesco and Moore and Tyler Brown and Tristan Smith, and then having a quarterback like Cade Klubnik that can run, and if you can add in then you know, a running back who can take, you know, the ball and boogie for about 50 yards, that really, you know, creates a lot of stress on defense. They just don't know what they're going to get hit with at any moment. So now it's very important to have a multifaceted attack, and that's what Garrett Riley wants to have with that, again, quote-unquote, dirt raid.
We are talking to John Blau with the Post and Courier here on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. Obviously, John, you cover Clemson, I do as well, but via doing so, exposed to the rest of the Atlantic Coast Conference. I've got to take that. I actually think this conference is better than it's given credit for. I think Georgia Tech under Brent Key might have the best Georgia Tech team we've ever seen. People are forgetting the Duke Blue Devils won 9 games last year. Whether that was Manny Diaz or Mike Elko leaving the cupboard stocked up for debate. Miller Moss to Louisville. That team might score 50 a game with the air it out offense. I think this conference is better than it's given credit for. What are your overall expectations of the ACC, and could it end up potentially presenting maybe a little bit better of a challenge for Clemson to go claim the crown, to repeat as champs, than most folks nationally are giving it credit for?
Yeah, I think you mentioned a couple of the programs that are really trending in the right direction. Georgia Tech gave Georgia a heck of a ball game at the end of last year. They seem to really be moving in the right direction. Obviously, you got Haynes in the backfield and Haynes King, a quarterback, two really good players there. You have, obviously, Louisville, like you said, having some of their best years, especially offensively, since Jeff Brohm got there, a really good football coach. They seem to be rising. And again, those are two teams you have to play on the road. And then you have, like you said, with Duke. I mean, that's a sneaky program. I mean, they gave Clemson some issues a couple years ago on the road in the opener. But they bring in Mensah, the quarterback from Tulane. They've got some players, obviously, stole a recruit from Clemson, Bryce Davis, the defensive end. You got Syracuse, obviously, that beat Miami late in the season that allowed Clemson to go to the ACC title game. You got SMU, obviously, bringing back Jennings, a quarterback. Got to see what kind of everything else is. They turned over a lot in that roster. But obviously, Lashley has shown an ability to use the transfer portal and build that program up to a pretty good level. So, yeah, it's not a cakewalk on that schedule if you really look at it. It's a schedule that, absolutely there could be some teams on there that maybe you looked at the beginning of the year, you thought Clemson could easily beat, but it might actually turn out to be a ball game. So, the ACC in a pretty good spot right now. It's just not, obviously with Florida State so up and down, Miami not quite getting back to what Miami was yet. There's some questions there, but I think it's a much deeper conference than it's been in recent years.
John Blau from the Post and Courier joins us every Monday at 8:40 a.m. to talk a little Clemson athletics. John, we do this 2 more times, and then we're setting up football games, my man. Like, it's here. It is upon us. Catch some naps. Get some siestas. Settle in, because football's upon us, big dog.
Yeah, I think the naps are over. I think we're already over nap time. But I'll see if I can squeeze one in, like you said. I appreciate it, Rob.
It's the effort that counts. John Blau, Post and Courier, joins us every Monday at 8:40 to talk Clemson sports. Very grateful that he does. Speaking of, we have already asked the question. We will get some of your answers coming up in the next segment, in the next hour. What is, ladies and gentlemen, your realistic ceiling and realistic floor for your football team in 2025, John and I, and Lonzo, I think everybody agrees, undefeated national champion for Clemson is the roof. What's the floor? What's the worst it can be? Same for South Carolina. We talk about that in the next hour of the show. Now, the ceiling for this sports flash, greatest sports flash of all time.
The floor, though, is what you're going to get. The Atlanta Braves offense was clicking over the weekend as they took 4 of 5 against Miami and scored at least 7 in all 4 wins. Series was wrapped with a 7-1 victory yesterday with 9 hits, including homers from Ozuna, Olsen, and Harris second, and doubles from Profar, Albies, and Harris second. Former South Carolina Gamecock AJ Wilson keeps making WNBA history in a 94-86 win over the Sun. Wilson finished with 32 points and 20 rebounds, becoming the first WNBA player to record a 30-20 double-double. Dolphins and Bears finished their first preseason game in a 24-24 tie. Former Longhorn consistency. I had to do it that way, Longhorn. Quinn Ewers went 5 of 18 for 91 yards, and Zach Wilson went 5 of 9 for 96, while starter Tua Tagovailoa went 5 of 6 for 27. Tyson Bagent got the start for Chicago, going 13 of 19.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.